On this week's episode of the Iowa Hype Podcast, we've got Tom Cakehart. He is at On3 Media, one of the reporters for the Hawkeyes. He covers basketball and football.
We found out a little bit of stuff from him, that he likes Pearl Jam, and he likes the Iowa, and he likes the football.
Yep, we did some work with Tom earlier this year, and we just thought it would be really fun to have a journalist perspective on the podcast, so had him on. It was a great chat. We probably could have gone for much longer, but good episode.
We've gone till 1:30 in the morning.
All right.
It already is.
So let's
get hyped.
Let's get hyped.
There you guys are.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. Let me start video here. I'm signed in under my wife, so. Oh,
that's all right. That's all right.
No, I didn't know that was going to happen, but sorry. I my day has gone a little weird since the rhythm of the day went a little haywire with our basketball situation, so.
Sure. What's the weather like over in Eastern Iowa right now?
It is good.
Okay.
A little windy, cloudy. We're not going to get any snow.
Okay.
So all right, you guys are going to get all the snow.
I know. That's what we keep hearing, but I'm not so sure. So we'll see. I don't know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, I've got, I may be working on something, and I may want to include you guys in it. We're thinking about trying to put together a Hawkeye podcast network.
Ooh.
With a bunch of Iowa podcasts. So I thought maybe you guys might want to hop in there potentially.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, our podcasts aren't too hard hitting. They're pretty surface
that's
level
okay.
And silly.
That's
but
okay.
We have
I want to try and, you know, get a little bit of everything. So just kind of feeling out the process right now.
Cool.
Of figuring out what we're, you know, what it's going to look like and if we can even do it. And I got to get a business plan put together. But when I get it figured out, I will reach out.
Nice. Awesome. Is your video glitching?
Yes.
Okay.
It is glitching big time.
Okay. It was glitching for us too. So we didn't know if that was on our end or what. So
yeah, it is. It's going wild. I don't know. It's done this the last like three times I've been on Zoom. So
oh, really? Okay.
I don't know what has gone on with it. Let me try something here. Let me do it on my phone.
Okay.
Here, I'll log out and then I'll come back in on my phone.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is that there better? You go. Looks much better.
Good.
Perfect. Yeah.
I don't know what's been going on with my Zoom, but it like wouldn't let me in yesterday and the video was going goofy. And
yeah.
So
that's all right. All we need is really your voice and your answers to your questions anyway, but this is perfect.
Great.
That we can see you too. So
yeah.
But yeah, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's Matthew?
Good.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to doing some interviews soon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. He's excited. We've had a few the past couple weeks. Who have we had? Tell me who we've had. Logan.
We had Logan Jones, Drew Stevens, Nico Ragaini, and when did we
Quinn.
Oh, Quinn Schulte and YA Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We've had some really fun ones. We've had some good times with them. So yeah, we'll see. I was pretty excited. I got a text back the other day from a pretty big linebacker, randomly out of the blue that said he'd like to be on the podcast. So, we're very excited about that. So,
So Big Jack's coming on, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So, We'll see how that goes, but yeah, we're very excited. Matthew and Mr. Campbell, Dave, are pretty good friends.
Okay.
randomly. We met them in Washington, D.C. last year and just randomly talked, and him and Matthew got a little bond going. So
that's awesome. Yeah. They're good people.
Yeah, very. So, well, we'll good ask people. You questions. We don't have a whole lot of questions for you. Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Fire away. Yeah.
I can start.
Okay.
Did you do any anything in radio or journalism in high school?
I really didn't. I had an interest in it, and I kind of followed it really closely, but I really didn't do anything in journalism until after college. And then I started doing some writing for a small monthly magazine in the Quad Cities called the Quad City Sports Connection, and started writing for that. And I was a regular caller to a radio station called KJOC, KJOC in the Quad Cities. And then I started doing some stuff for them. So that's kind of how I got my start. My friend Dan the Wild Man Burrich kind of gave me my first credential to go to Iowa games, and I will always be indebted to him.
Yeah. Well, that leads into my question. I was going to ask you to run us through your history of covering the Iowa Hawkeyes. Like, what year did you start? How did you get in? Yeah. Did you first start covering a certain sport?
Yeah, I was doing just football and basketball. And I started doing it mainly because Dan needed some sound or whatever from post games. And this was in the late 90s. And so I would use their credential because Dan was working at a TV station on the weekend. So he had other things to do and wasn't going to the Iowa game. So he could use some sound or whatever and just wanted some presence in Iowa City. So I was more than happy to do it for nothing. And, you know, my friend Steve Grubbs and I always say that when you can make the thing that you love to do into your real job and get paid for it, then you never have to work a day in your life. So that's kind of where I've kind of gotten to that avenue. Both Steve and I have done that in a lot of ways in our lives. And so we always kind of laugh about that. Then I, that was around the time when the internet started blowing up a little bit, and met John Miller on the internet and started doing some stuff for him because I was obviously had access to credentials. And he wasn't in the area, so started doing some stuff for him. And then he left Rivals in early 2003, and they offered me a job there. And that's where I stayed until January 1 of this year when I moved over to on3.com. So it's been a fun journey. Yeah. Right place, right time. Very fortunate, very blessed. Very grateful to have been able to do this as long as I have, and with good people and with the support of a lot of great Hawkeye fans.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds like fun. You've been doing it for a long time. Got a lot of experience and a lot of stories. So
yeah. Yeah. It's been, you know, a lot of late nights, a lot of missed things or just having to be gone. You know, one I always catch heck for is I missed my stepsister's wedding in a fall out in California because I had to go cover a football game in East Lansing, Michigan. So, yeah. But that's part of the deal. You know, I sign up for this and there's those 12 Saturdays and I've got to work. So, and I've only missed, football wise, I think 3 games in person in that time. And one of them was because we decided to do a family trip down to the Bahamas to watch Iowa play basketball instead of going to Lincoln, Nebraska. And I don't think that's a hard choice to make. Bahamas or Lincoln, late November, I don't know. You know, Matthew, what would you do? Would you go to the Bahamas or Lincoln?
I'd go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so we did that. I didn't go to the Penn State game during the pandemic. And then I didn't go to Rutgers for the game. Was that last year, I guess, or this year?
Yeah,
it was this past year when I had a little health issue going, and so I didn't make that trip. But that's it since I started. So it's, you know, and I haven't missed a ton of basketball games. I don't go to all the road games, but I probably go to about half of the basketball road games as well. But it's fun. I wouldn't trade this job for anything else in the world.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you fly or drive to all the games, or mix?
That depends. It depends. You know, if you're going to, you know, New York or, like I flew to, like this year, I flew to Columbus.
Okay.
If it gets a certain point, then you drive. But if there's others where you fly, like last year when Iowa played basketball in Buffalo, I decided that I would drive because it was just such a, the NCAA basketball tournament is just so, it's so weird because if you lose the first game, then you're just kind of stuck for several days. Mm-hmm. And so I just decided, well, I'm just going to drive to Buffalo. It was, unfortunately, I drove back fairly quickly too because of the result, but you know, a lot of times I'll fly. I mean, went out to Seattle for the basketball tournament, you know, just a lot of different places. So it's been fun, you know, going to, you know, flying down to Tampa. I missed, you know, going to all those bowl games down in Tampa and spending about a week down there. That's a nice break from the winter in Iowa. So
yes.
So anyway, I'm rambling.
Cool. Okay. That's all right.
Who has been your favorite person to interview at Iowa?
That is a great question and one that I debate a lot. You know, of course I'm going to say my buddy, Pat Anger, just because he was such a fun quote, and you never knew what Pat was going to say.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. Yeah,
he's the best, and he's a great friend, and I really enjoy him. Dev Marble, Mike Cassell on the basketball side, Nicholas Bear.
These were all a little before your time.
the Murrays, you know, it's so funny because we used to do our podcast back in the day. You know, I'm approaching 500 podcasts. The next podcast is going to be number 500 for us.
Wow.
And we used to do it with Brent Balbinot, and we used to do it at like Two Dogs Pub and some different places. And Kenyon Murray would always, you know, come on several times a year, and he would bring the boys. And that was when there were like freshmen in high school. Here's Chris and Keegan sitting there just hanging out with us. And now you look what's become of both of those young men, and you know, they're two of my favorite people, just, and the Murrays are just some of my favorite people of all time. Matt Gatens, I should mention him, basketball wise. You know, Jack Campbell, more recent times, Chad Greenway. I'm probably leaving a million people out. But I've just been really, really, really fortunate to get to know some of these kids and their families too, and just awesome people. Like this weekend, I went and watched Price Stanford play. That's Peyton's brother, who's at Waukee Northwest, and they were playing at City High. I went over and saw him play, and you know, Fran's there, and Connor's there, and Peyton's there, and Philip Abrach is there, and Kurt Kingsbury, and got to spend time with the Stanford family. And then they came over to Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline and watched Brock Harding and Owen Freeman play, and just getting to spend time with them and getting to know all those guys, and, you know, spending time around with Brock and his family, his dad Scott's awesome guy, and getting to know the Freemans too, Zach Freeman, his dad, and just great people, and and getting those guys together and just seeing that support. I mean, that just stuck in my head this whole weekend, was just how cool that was, that Price and his family came over to watch those guys play ball.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I saw on Twitter that there was a lot of guys hanging out and at the games. And yeah, that's fun. What is the best trip you've had while reporting on the Hawkeyes? I know you've already brought up Bahamas. That probably is pretty tough to beat, but do you have something that's like memorable, and maybe it's not even a great destination, but while you were there, there was something specific that happened?
Yeah. I'm going to say the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
The Rose Bowl trip, even though the game sucked, you know, but just being at the Rose Bowl and being able to cover a Rose Bowl, my wife and son made the trip to the Rose Bowl. And my stepmom, and her new husband, my dad passed away in 1998, but she is remarried and still remained very close to her, and her and her new husband go to, they're Stanford season ticket holders. So that my wife and son got tickets to the Rose Bowl via Stanford and sat with them at the game, and just to be there. My dad was kind of my inspiration to get into this and to do this. And he always pushed me. And I wish he would have been able to see what's happened in my life and what we've done. I think he'd be pretty pleased with the way things have gone. But just being there and being with her and my son at the Rose Bowl was, I felt like my dad was there with me. And that was...
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And then just, you're up in that press box and your sun's setting and you're seeing that beautiful sunset with San Gabriel's behind it.
Yeah.
It is just, it's like a Rockwell painting. It's just so beautiful. And the game sucked. We'll say that. But
it's all right.
And I'll share another one. I'll share another one is I was down on the sidelines for the first Cap One Bowl, the 2006 one or five yeah. one, the Drew Tate to Warren Holloway, and just being right standing next to Rob Brooks on the sidelines. Rob's doing the sideline reporting and then seeing Rob's father, who I think Bob was probably about 80 at that point, sprinting down to the end zone. To get the story with his giant tape recorder. So cool to be there for that game.
Yeah.
And to be right there and not knowing what happened. You know, all we knew is that
right.
Iowa won. I had no idea who caught the ball. I'm standing there looking at Carl Jackson signaling maybe to call timeout. You know, it was interesting. It was just a great perspective, and to be down there on the field for that celebration is something I will never forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were both really cool games to be at. I think the Rose Bowl, Matthew went, he didn't go into the game, but he was, what were you, two at the time? So it was a great trip. I had a lot of great memories from it. What's your favorite game you've ever been to or trip?
I don't know.
I'll tell you another added bonus. Go ahead, Matthew. Go ahead.
I really like the Maryland trip.
Okay.
Last year, yeah. Or what else? Where else did we go last year? Oh, Lincoln. Nebraska.
Yeah, we went to Nebraska. I don't know my favorite one.
So here's one of the great things about some of these bowl trips is you do a little side adventure. So at the Rose Bowl, so New Year's Eve, and we're probably about maybe a mile from the LA Live and Staples Center and all that area, former Staples Center, now Crypto crypto.com, I think is what they call the Staples Center. But so we're just kind of sitting there, maybe eating a little dinner or something at the hotel on New Year's Eve, and really no plans. And so Andy Hamilton says to me, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Probably nothing. I don't have any plans." And he said, "Well, I'm looking at maybe going to Motley Crue." They're playing their what was supposed to be their last show at the then Staples Center. That was supposed to be their last show ever. Of course, now they've gone back out on the road again, like all rock bands do. But still, it was supposed to be the last show. So we, Andy and Scott Docterman and I, walked down to the Staples Center. We bought some tickets off of StubHub and went in and watched Motley Crue rock out and rock in the new year.
Nice. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice spur of the moment thing.
Those are the little things I remember. Like when we went to, and I've got a lot of favorite trips, but we went to the 03 Orange Bowl and we stopped at Disney on the way with some family that had never been. And I just remember being in there with the, there was like Southern Cal fans. There was like fans that were there for like the Outback Bowl and for the Capital One Bowl, because we were still on our way down to Miami. And it was just like so much fun. Like the marching bands were there. Like at one point, like I think Bucky Badger was walking around in Disney World, like just random stuff happening, but so much fun. And, you know, these fans would start chanting at each other and we'd join in, even though our team wasn't even part of it. And we'd be like, "Yeah, boo Alabama," or whoever it was. And it was just a good time. Yeah.
We saw also in Orlando, the first Cap One Bowl, we ran into Paris Hilton. So that was another.
Oh,
back when she was popular. Really
yeah,
popular.
We were, that's funny that you say that. We were out on New Year's Eve. There was like a huge scuffle and commotion, and like she was going into a club.
She had her club that was opening that night. We were walking back and we just walked by and she was laying on a Lamborghini outside.
That's funny.
And then took off in a like a stretch Hummer, and we waved to her and said, "Paris, we love you." And she flicked a cigarette out the window at us.
Yeah. Thank you. That's funny. Random memories.
Yeah.
You want to do yours?
What coach is easiest to chat with or get information from?
Well, he's hard to get information out of sometimes, but I'm partial to Kirk Ferentz. He's a great guy. What you see on camera is exactly like he is off camera. He's just a really, really, really good guy, and a really thoughtful person. You know, he cares about people, and really enjoy being around Kirk, and it's always been real. We've always had a pretty good relationship, and I can say that for basically all of his staff too. I mean, I think they're really good people. Tyler Barnes and Phil Parker, and you know, all the guys that have been there over the years. Kenny O'Keefe, and going back to like Coach Aiken and Coach Wilson, and you know, Seth Wallace, all the staff there has just been terrific. And you know, Fran, you know, everybody thinks Fran's this hothead or whatever. Fran is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He really is. He's a good man.
Yeah,
loves his family, and you know, obviously you don't want to get on his bad side, but sure. He's not one that holds grudges either. He just, you know, once it's over, it's over, and you just kind of move on. And
yeah.
And I respect that, you know, and I think he respects the work that all of us do. And his staff are really good people. You know, obviously I've known Matt Gaten since he was, I think the first time I interviewed him was a freshman year in high school when he committed to Coach Alford. So, yeah, I've known Matt for forever. And, you know, Coach Dillard, Coach Francis, even the Licklider staff. I mean, I should mention like Joel Cornett, who's no longer with us, but Joel was one of the nicest people. Just fun guy to be around. He and LaValle Jordan. LaValle went on to, you know, coach at Butler, and now doing some TV work, but those guys were just incredibly nice people. Greg Lansing was on Coach Alford's staff. And I'm one of the few people that got along well with Coach Alford, and still do. When I see him at AAU events, we always stop and talk. And good Coach Alford story. So when we were out at the Rose Bowl, got contacted by a friend of his and said, "Hey, do you want to come over to UCLA basketball practice?" And so my son and I and my wife, we went over to UCLA basketball practice, and Steve welcomed us, and my son got to go shoot at Pauley Pavilion.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. Cool for him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's cool. I'm sure you've got a lot of connections over the years that you stayed in touch with. And
yeah, that one just kind of came out of the blue. It was cool, though. It was fun.
Yeah, you get to see the human side of them as opposed to what we just see in the media that's often,
Yeah, they're real people. And yeah. I think sometimes people forget that they're dads, they're husbands, they're all really good people that just have a job to do. And
So this is kind of a random one. So our podcast is very small, and the videos we've done have kind of blown up, more or less, locally viral. We've got some really random email requests for just different things. Like, people want us to make a hype video for like their senior center, or do a bunch of video work for them for free or something. What is the most random message or fan request that you've had?
Oh boy. I'll get some for tickets. Every once in a while, "Hey, can you get me a ticket? Can you get tickets to this game for me? And do you got any connect?" And I'm like, I'm not in that market. I don't have access to tickets. I don't ask anybody for tickets. So, that's not the world I live in. So mm-hmm. That's just kind of the weird, people think that I have access to tickets.
Yeah.
And that somehow I can get you into a game. And I'm like, I'm just lucky to get myself and our photographer. We're happy.
Right.
We're happy.
It is funny. We've kind of got our own little list in our head of people that we invite to football games, and when they're down, it's sometimes hard to give those tickets away, but there's a few friends that I'm like, I know they'll always say yes. But then last year at the Iowa Penn State game, I can't tell you how many people I had that were like, "Oh man, I'd love to, how are you doing?" I'm like, "No, I know what you want, and I don't have any extras."
Yeah, and then people will ask me about like the Rose Bowl, and I was like, I couldn't even get tickets. I had to go through my stepmom and her husband to get my son and wife in,
right?
And they had to, because they're Stanford season ticket holders.
Yeah,
so that's how we had to get in. I couldn't get them through Iowa. There's just no way.
Yeah, it was difficult to get the amount of tickets to that game. So.
If you could interview any athlete ever, who would it be?
Good question. I would probably say there's two people that come to mind. One is Muhammad Ali. I think he would be a fascinating interview. I've always found him to be maybe the most interesting athlete in the history of sports, just because of how he carried himself and everything that he was involved in. And the other one I would say is now Kaepernick, and just because of who he was to the University of Iowa. And, I think that's like the greatest interview of all time would be to sit down with Niall Kinnick and talk to him about his life. And there's so many people that, if you watch that great documentary on Kinnick, there's a lot of people who think that he could have been, governor of Iowa, maybe even president of the United States, just based on the way he carried himself and just how charismatic he was. So I think that's probably my top two list right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know if you get any better than that. I only have one last one. Just talk about your move to On3 and give us the sales pitch that you've got for it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we made a big move, and I think it took a lot of people by surprise because we had been comfortably at Rivals. And I, you know, first thing I want to say is thank you to Rivals for taking a chance on us, you know, in 03. And you know, we could have stayed there and been pretty comfortable, but it was, you know, just a really good opportunity. The guy who hired me back in 03 is a guy named Shannon Terry, and he's pretty much the go-to guy in this industry, in this space. And, you know, he founded, or he ran Rivals, sold it for like $100 million. And then he founded 24/7 Sports, sold that to CBS for several million dollars. And, and then decided to do this one more time and do it in a different way. And he kind of, his pitch is, this is his kind of Mona Lisa. This is his, this is his greatest painting of all time. And this is kind of his exit move to build this. And they've embraced name, image, likeness, transfer portal, all those things. And, you know, truth be told, Shannon tried to recruit us over to 24/7 for years. And we just kind of always said no. And, but a bunch of the other Big Ten sites said yes this time. And those are all my friends that I've worked with for 20 years, you know, that I feel comfortable with. And, you know, our Nebraska site and Michigan State and Michigan and Purdue and Penn State, all those guys moved, and I just felt like this was a great opportunity for us. I'm not getting any younger. You know, I'm losing my hair, and, you know, we're just thrilled to be there and thrilled that, you know, we're already at our, you know, what's this, like a little over 2 weeks in, and we've already brought all of our subscribers over at least, and maybe a little bit more. And that's incredible for me, and just can't be more thankful and grateful to the Iowa fans that have made the move with us and shown their support. And, you know, it's been a blast so far working with the On3 group and everybody there, and, you know, and continuing to kind of associate ourselves also with the Iowa Swarm and helping out Brad and Scott and Jane and everything they're doing. And look forward to doing some interviews with my buddy Matthew and having some fun with you guys. And that's what makes it fun is doing those sorts of things too. So I'm just really blessed. And thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
What is it like to sit in the press box at football games?
Sometimes it sucks. you want to know when it really sucked? Was at Yankee Stadium for the Pinstripe Bowl, because that was an open-air press box, and it was about 10 degrees, and my pen stopped working, so I couldn't write anything down, and I couldn't feel my fingers. I had gloves on and everything, and there's no heat in there, really. They have a couple of blowers up there, but my seat was not where a blower was blowing down. So it was it was maybe one of the most miserable experiences of my life covering a game. And nobody wants to hear that because all the fans are sitting out in the stands.
You know? Right.
And, you know, my photographer, Dennis, is down on the field freezing his tail off and not being able to feel his feet at the end of the night. So it was not, I can't recommend the Pinstripe Bowl. As much as I love Yankee Stadium and being able to be in that stadium, and as a baseball nut, I loved it. But as a sports writer, not much. No. But not for a
winter football game anyway.
No. Yeah. It's just, if it was a, you know, there's some rumblings that maybe the Hawks are going to play at Wrigley Field in November against Northwestern. So I think that would be fun.
That'd be really cool, you know, yeah.
Provided it's not too chilly, you know, that could be a I've been at one. Here's one of my great adventures. I'll share this with you. This was back in 2016.
Okay.
The Hawkeyes played Purdue, 11 a.m. game. So I go and I cover that in West Lafayette. And I got done very quickly, probably didn't get my work done completely, but I got done enough. I had bought a ticket, a single ticket, for the Cubs game, that night. And that was the night, first game of the league championship series against the Dodgers. And that was when, Miguel Montero hit the grand slam in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
And I was there. I got there. I got to Wrigley in the bottom of the second inning, I think. Parked at this remote lot and then just took a school bus over there that they have to transport you, and walked in and took a picture with Clark the Cub, who was right by the gate, and got nice. To my single seat right behind. It was back, but in the 200 level behind home plate, and got a beer and saw one of the great games in Chicago Cubs baseball history, I think.
Yeah.
The building Wrigley was shaken. So I got to see the Hawks win that day, and I got to see the Cup game, and then I drove home.
Oh, man.
Yes. But it was an easy drive because I was pretty fired up.
Yes.
After you know, seeing that Cubs win. I'm just, you know, the Cubs are my they're my favorites. So
yeah.
It was just that was a great day. That was a fun day. You know, a full day.
Yeah.
For sure. But I had a blast. And
that's awesome.
And just to get there and see that ball fly out, and then Dexter Fowler hits a home run right after that, and the celebration was underway.
Yeah, that's great. We could probably talk for hours because we are huge baseball fans, and especially the Cubs. So my dad and I went over to Wrigleyville for game 6 and 7.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't in, you know, it was away in Cleveland, but we celebrated that night and just, you know, danced in the streets, hung out in the streets with 100,000 other people. And we left at probably 1:30, drove back to Des Moines, and we screeched into the fire station parking lot at 6:01. And I ran in the front door, didn't sleep all night, but was on a complete high from them winning game 7, and, you know, eyes bloodshot, smelled like beer. I had to take a quick shower, but it's one of those memories that, you know, you'll never forget with your father. And so, yeah, that's for another podcast. We'll have a baseball podcast and we'll have you back on.
We'll do a Cubs podcast sometime and talk about our Cubs memories. I've got lots of those over the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same. Well, that's all the questions we have for you. We do have, as you know, you've experienced a little bit the hot seat. So Matthew's got a few questions for you. These are just rapid fire questions, you know, and for those listening that don't know, you know, Matthew did these with Tom earlier in the season for some players. But the purpose of these questions is just first thing that comes to your mind. So quick answers. Matthew, take it away.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tacos or pizza?
I'm going to go pizza.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, or Avengers?
Star Wars.
Good choice.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
What was that?
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No. Oh, hell no. No. Gross.
Guacamole, salsa, or queso?
Queso.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
What do you like to watch on Netflix?
I don't have any, like, specific shows that I've been watching lately on there.
Okay.
but I've watched a couple of programs on there. I really don't watch anything on YouTube other than my kids watch YouTube all the time. They don't ever watch TV. They just watch YouTube.
Yeah, same.
You know, they never watch TV, but and they'll watch some Netflix. But I watched, you know what was good on there that I watched was that Adam Sandler movie, the Hustle movie. The NBA Scout. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Music or podcast?
What's that?
Music or podcast?
Oh, podcast. I don't listen to any music anymore.
What are you listening to on a long road trip?
A lot of podcasts, probably. I like to listen to Bill Simmons podcast. I listen to the Tony Kornheiser podcast. Those are kind of my two regulars in the rotation.
Okay.
Trip to the mountains or beach?
That's a good question. I'm going to probably say the beach.
Okay. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite athlete of all time?
Favorite athlete of all time? Muhammad Ali.
Biggest fear?
Biggest fear? Spiders.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie is The Godfather 1 and 2.
Oh.
Favorite away stadium to report at?
Favorite away stadium to report at? Now, that is a great question. I'll tell you, it is not the one in Ames, Iowa. Not that one. I will say I always enjoy going to Ann Arbor.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The Big House. The Big House is not as impressive as you think it would be because it's kind of dug into the ground and it's kind of a flat bowl. But I really enjoy Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It's a great college town.
Yeah.
Any nicknames?
Growing up, I was Tommy, and others call me TK sometimes. So that's about it.
What's your dream job?
I'm doing it.
Covering the Hawks.
I'm doing it. I had two dreams in my life if I was going to do this job. One was cover Iowa. The other was to be like the guy who covers the Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
So those are my two. So I got one of them.
Yeah.
Favorite junk food?
Ice cream.
Dogs or cats?
I'm a dog person. I have two dogs. They're chocolate labradoodles and they're named Buddy and Coco.
Buddy and Coco.
Who's your favorite WWE wrestler?
Ooh, this is a good one, you know, because I'm a big fan.
So
my favorite guy, I have to stick with my local guy. That's Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
You know, he and I went to the same high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. We both are Davenport West grads. We both were in speech and debate at Davenport West.
Really?
I was way before him, but apparently he was in speech and debate at some point, according to my friends. So. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I always argue who's more the most famous alumni from Davenport West. It's either me or him, and I'm not sure.
But yeah, you know? It's probably neck and neck. Yeah.
Would you rather win the best journalist prize or write a best-selling book?
Probably a book.
Okay,
that would be one of my goals, is to write a book sometime.
Would you rather be a reporter for Nebraska or have your hand smashed with a hammer?
Hand smashed with a hammer. I couldn't take that beat. I would rather take the beating. I'd take a chair shot before I would
multiple. Seth Rollins chair shot. Yeah.
Yeah, or go through a table.
Okay. All right.
Or a curb stomp. Rollins with the curb stomp.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take multiple curb stomps before I go to Nebraska.
If you could go to any concert of any artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
This is a good question. I'd have to go with somebody that I probably hadn't seen. I've been fortunate to see Bruce Springsteen. I really regret not going to see Bruce Springsteen in the theater setting that he did the theater shows in New York. And I had a chance to do that and did not go. And I'm going to regret that forever. I will say, well, I've seen him multiple times, but I'll always go to a Pearl Jam concert.
Oh,
always.
Wow.
Wrigley Field.
Man, yes.
I've gone to Wrigley Field and seen them, I think, three times, and it's the best.
Yeah, yes.
You have to pick one for the rest of your life, donuts or ice cream.
Ooh, man. Oh, that's a hard call. I'm going to have to go with ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
If you entered the transfer portal as a journalist, where would you go?
Ooh,
to Chicago and become a Cubs beat writer.
From college to the major leagues. You heard it there first. That's all we got for the hot seat.
Tom, all right.
Thank you so much. I feel like we have so much in common.
I know.
I'm also a huge Pearl Jam fan. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I saw them there in 2018. I took my wife.
Yep. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. We went 2016 too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Incredible experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah, they're the best.
They are. They are. So what you said you would write a book. What would you write a book about?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd write a book about. Probably Iowa football or something, or you know, maybe Kirk Ferentz will approach me about writing his biography or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he would do that, but I'm not that good of a writer, but I think he's probably got some other people, and I don't even know if he'd want to write a book, but I think he should write a book on his coaching career.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it'd be interesting.
It would be very interesting. You'd have a lot of stuff to talk about and say. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a lot to say. I hope he does write a book sometime. And,
yeah.
But thus far he's never shown an interest in it. I think mainly because I think he's a football coach and that's what he likes doing.
He's got no time right now. So
yeah,
it sounds like he needs a ghostwriter and you're the man for the job. So
yeah. Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Tom,
for doing this with me, guys.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate
you. And we'll see you soon. Okay, Matthew.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So got to get some of those swarm interviews going again.
Yes. I bugged Scott and Jane last week because I think the new QB1 needs to get put on the hot seat is what I'm
saying. That'd be awesome.
I think we're going to do that. So, I told him, I said, hey, we're going to do some interviews. And I said, I got a guy that's going to come in and put you on the hot seat and ask you some tough questions. So
yeah, that'd be awesome.
You better be ready.
You better bring your A game for that. We got to get you a new jersey. He's got his Arlen Bruce jersey finally, but we got to get you a new one now.
Now you got to get a number 12. Yeah. Cade McNamara.
Yeah. He's been talking. We've been talking about which jerseys. He's between a few. So between a few.
Or I would get Cooper.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. So
Well, Cooper's been on your podcast.
He has,
I'm between Cade, Cooper, and Eric All.
Eric All. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be in touch with you guys too about as I kind of feather out this podcast network thing, because I thought of you guys right away. Like it would be fun, and and I want to do like a little like a YouTube element to it, so I know that's kind of an area where you're good at. So
I don't know about good. I cobble it together and people seem to enjoy it, so
but I just think it would be I see some of the Iowa Everywhere thing, and it's more like Cyclone centric than it is Iowa centric in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of good Iowa podcasts out there.
Yeah.
That if we put it together, I think it's kind of interesting. So
yeah,
I'm going to see if we can do that. And then as a collectively, then you bring in, get some advertising pull and make a few bucks off of it. I'm not really looking to make any money off of it, but you know, the rest of the people make some money. Matthew, we'll get your college fund going.
Yeah. We're just having fun.
My job.
We're just having fun interviewing people right now. And yeah. Hey, your first job. Yeah. So
you're going to be my assistant reporter at Media Day this year.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. You could ask all the kid questions that you
want to
know.
You want to do that this year? Do you want to do that this year? Come to Media Day?
Well, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, I'll put you to work.
Yeah. If you could do work. What do you think?
What do you think? You think you could handle it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. You can't be shy.
I see, that's the thing. Like on some of these podcasts, he's so quiet and then we turn it off and he's just like blah, 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 blah. So you gotta sit with him at a game because he really comes out of his shell during a game.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tom, thanks again. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good night.
We'll be in touch, okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye. Awesome. That went well.
That's recording.
That was a long one for you. Feeling okay?
Really long.
Yeah. He had a lot of good stuff to talk about. I felt like we could have talked to him for a really long time.
Oh, I was like, is it already that dark outside? But the
it is that dark outside.
But the no, but the I thought it was like I couldn't see what it was besides the
We really could have walked him around our basement and shown him all of our Hawkeye posters, my baseball stuff, and my Pearl Jam poster. All of the things. All right. Cool. Iowa Hype Podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Tom Cakeart. That was a good one. Make sure you go follow him at On3. And
let's go.
We'll see you next week.
Let's get hyped.